Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Ah, you missed it. I wasn't recording actually when you did that. I might cut most of this beginning because I don't have my maybe I do. I have it stored somewhere. I'll have to take a look. But some of the crazy drama that's going on in the game world today.
I'm ready.
You know some of this stuff. It's probably you're just like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. Hey everybody, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host Joe. With me as always, my co-host Steve.
Game Classy.
Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Once again, we're recording from a different part of Steve's apartment. He keeps throwing me off.
I like to hit Joe with the mix-up. We actually buy new furniture and reorganize things just to throw Joe off.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I feel uncomfortable, and I think it throws off our podcast game.
And that's why I got to keep you on your toes.
You got to keep it snappy. All right, everybody. So we got a lot to talk about today, but first things first. I wanted to. Ask Steve, so you don't know any of the stuff that's gone on?
Maybe that's the thing. I don't know what you're referring to because it's mysterious.
Mysterious. Well, what about if I talked about people being denounced in the gaming world? No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, basically, it's the Zach Sabbath stuff.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The guy's a jackass. I mean, yes. I don't want to spend too much time on him.
Yeah. Skander Fanny told us about that.
Yeah, and it actually has blown up. Skander was like, he broke the story.
Yeah, he was the one. He was the hard hitting journalist. Well, he lives in the area, so it makes sense.
And this dude is a total douchebag looking like guy. I mean, like, I don't know too much about. I'm not a fanboy of gaming, like RPG stuff, like some people are. Like, some people will follow the artists, they'll follow the writers.
I don't follow the cult of personality for anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you kind of do. Like, me and you both. Like, if we know, like, someone's writing a game, we're like, oh, this person writes a good game. So that might interest us a little bit more.
I only
in the
know
game.
That for war games.
Yeah, war games.
That's the, oh, like, I know it's like, oh, Elysio Cavator, I know how this rule, like, I can gauge, like, how
this will be
the
a good game,
be.
Or this will be a shitty game.
Right.
Based upon that. Like, who wrote this art and who wrote this codex? Matt Ward? Garbage.
It's garbage. But yeah, like, I don't buy games or get games because someone's doing it. Like, it's like, oh, Richard Garfield's making it.
Well, you do that with video games, though.
Yeah, because video games are made by a developer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's from software. They're making a game. Good.
If it was that Kojima guy, you'd be like,
no, he doesn't make games often enough.
But when he does, though, you get excited about it. And then the project gets canceled. And then you get really angry about it.
That's also true.
Are you surprised I understand who Kojima is?
No, he's like arguably the most famous
developer. Yeah. Maybe except that guy who made Minecraft.
Notch, that fucking anthropomorphized fedora. Fuck that guy.
I don't know who this guy is.
He's a piece of shit.
You guys don't have a game classy. I don't have a game classy. You don't have a play on anymore. So how do you feel about Reggie Filame leaving?
I mean, Reggie's cool. Like, he was hilarious. Like, he was really funny. I don't think the new guy will be funny.
But his last name is Bowser.
Like, his last name is Bowser, yeah.
Which, like, is ridiculous.
Reggie's personality would fit much better if his name was Bowser, because he'd be like, it's Bowser fucking
around.
I think
people like Reggie because he's kind of a big fat guy.
And he's silly.
Yeah, a silly big fat guy makes everybody laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this a not funny fat guy.
Reggie feels him, eh? What, Notch? That fucking Nazi?
No, we're talking about Zach Smith.
I can't figure out how to... Get Nazi and Notch put together.
So first of all, the guy's name is Zach Smith, and he goes by Zach Sabbath, which I thought was kind of like, hey, that'd be a good death metal band name or something like that.
Well, it sounds like a fucking...
Like a parody band.
It sounds like a Black Sabbath cover band.
Yeah, which it actually is. There is a Black Sabbath cover band called Zach Sabbath. It's by Zach Wilde, the musician. You probably don't know him.
No, he's from that biker metal band.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, never mind then. Okay. I was thinking it was what the fuck? What the fuck is that band that biker metal band that Joe really likes?
Oh, Black Label Society.
I thought that's what Zach Wilde is from.
Maybe he is. I don't know enough about Zach Wilde to know.
Blable Society.
He is Black Label Society.
Hey,
you are correct.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, I'm going to get yelled at because I'm going to talk about some music stuff that I have absolutely no basis of talking about. So Mick, the metal guy that I'm really good friends with, and he's a gamer too. He listens to our podcast. Mm-hmm. He'll every time I mention music, he's just like, stop talking about music on the podcast. I'm like, I have a microphone, you don't. Shut up.
I listen to music. That's about it.
I have tons of I have tens of followers.
I have tens of followers. Who do you think you are, Ben Shapiro?
Debate me, AOC. Debate me.
Debate me. Fucking dwarf.
I still, my biggest regrets is I did not know him when he lived in Illinois that I could go punch him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
even though he wasn't famous for doing anything.
Hey, time machine.
You know,
if you ever get a time machine. No.
As we said on the podcast before, we know there's no time machine because Hitler would have been punched 1,000 times by now.
It's true. Or it was one of those things where they went back in time and they like killed him. They're like, haha, and they went back to the future, and then like everyone was robots and they were like, shit.
Oh, I'd be happy about that. I'd be like, robot future.
Yeah, but what if there were shitty robots? Like
Pat's robots?
Yeah, like Pat robots.
And he's like, don't disable the safeties.
there are no safeties.
Oh no. Oh. So anyway, so this Zach Sabbath jackoff, he's one of those guys that's just like, it's part of the whole Legend of the Flame Princess thing, that controversy that's just been surrounding that game for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Of just its artists and its writers and its founder circle this weird kind of misogynistic, right, like pseudo right wing nonsense. That, like, it doesn't mix well with what a lot of people like about RPG games. I mean, we talk about this a lot with gaming in general, is that gaming is one of those things that attracts both people from the left and both people from the right into this kind of weird mush. Like, and video games do it too. Any sort of gaming, because it's just a hobby.
Right.
And it's not like it, and it has
elements. Like, you know, it's like movies.
Yeah.
Like,
and because there are people from the right will not go see certain movies, and people from the left will not go see certain movies.
Games will happen. It'll happen to games. That will happen to games as well.
Probably.
Once game companies or game developers start taking aggressive stances on anything, that will start happening. Because the only reason people do that boycotting for movies is because they're like, well, that guy said Trump was a dildo, so I'm not going to go see his movie.
Well, more than that, it was it's more like not many people are on, let's say, the left are going to go see a movie, like one of those like super religious Left Behind movies.
Yeah, but those don't come in theaters.
They do.
Really?
Oh, they do.
That's weird.
There's a new one.
Maybe in the Deep South.
Like the one that God's Not Dead.
That doesn't come to, that's a direct to video.
That came out in theaters and it made a shit ton of money.
This country sucks.
This country's terrible. They remade Left Behind with Nick Cage.
See, now that really, that divides me. Like,
Steve, I got Left Behind.
Yeah. like on the one hand, Left Behind is awful and should not exist. On the other hand, it's Nick Cage.
Yeah, I mean, you have this weird divide of the gaming and they get mushed together. And so it's, on one hand, you have to, you know, you vote your conscience. And on the other hand, you vote the game you want to play. So it's hard for some people, and especially people who are not very political. Like, they just don't care as much about it. So this guy Zach, he's not. This is not a red light. This is not
middle-aged white dudes.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Middle-aged dude. It's a lot of young white guys now. Like,
don't care about
middle-aged white guys. Yeah,
yeah. No, I said
young white guys are the ones that care.
The most apolitical class is the middle-aged white dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're least likely to be affected by anything.
But this Zach Smith guy,
let's just call him Zabbath.
Zabbath. Zabbath is just a no. I don't want to say Sabbath because I like Black Sabbath.
Zabbath.
I don't, even still, I don't want to give any sort of credence to his nonsense name.
Zach Bath.
Yeah. And like how he sucks as a human being, because it makes Black Sabbath or anything related to Sabbath brings it down. I don't want to bring down Black Sabbath.
It was funny because when Scander Fanny brought him up, I was like, I don't know who that is. He's like, oh, he does these things. I was like, oh, I am aware of that content.
Well, yeah, he's mainly just an artist.
Yeah, and I still don't know who that is, though.
Apparently, he's just a really shitty person. And, you know, I don't want to go too much into his discretions onto the podcast. If you're really interested in it, his girlfriend for a long time, wrote a very detailed letter about all of the shit that he's done.
Chicanery.
And he's done some seriously bad shit.
Hmm.
Now, as I say, I don't like going into the court of public opinion too soon because I just don't. Too often people get accused of shit and it turns out not to be real, or people are accusing people, you know, whatever have you. But I'm going to say that this is probably true because this shit has, you know, it's just believable enough that I'm like, you know what? I don't like this guy. So I'm just going to, you know.
Usually that kind of stuff ends up ringing true, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of I don't pass judgment until they're indicted.
Yeah, I mean, you can still think the guy's shitty.
Oh sure, I mean everyone's shitty.
Yeah,
like everyone's some level of shitty.
Yeah, this guy's just like a heavier level of shitty than most people.
Sure.
Yeah. And so now Wizards has removed him from the Player's Guide. They Legend of the Flame Princess canceled his book. So luckily he's getting at least some recompense for being kind of a shitty person. Mm. Now, this isn't the first time. A classic designer from D&D just got banned from GaryCon for pretty much sexual harassment on the same level. It's like, I understand that.
Keep your hands to your fucking self. How is that hard? Like, how do you not learn that in kindergarten?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that these guys are not, like, supposed to be our heroes. And these guys are not supposed to be perfect human beings.
Oh, yeah,
but it's like, it's 2019, guys. Fucking.
Oh, that's a meme.
It's current year. Yeah. It's current year, guys. Just fucking keep your hands to yourself and don't be a shithead, please. Like, I try not to be a shithead. Sometimes I might be a shithead, but you know what? I feel bad about it. I don't do this in this like, other people should suck it up. No, just don't be shitty. Don't be a shitty person.
Unless you're being shitty towards Republicans or conservatives. Then
in that case,
you're okay.
Yeah. But I don't like...
Because they're not people.
I don't like it when people are shitty towards Republicans in a shitty way. So, like, when people make fun of, like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders or that
because
other...
of her twisted face?
Yeah. I don't like that as much. I don't like people making fun of the way someone looks.
Yeah, but all of the evil that she commits is just reflecting on her body.
Yeah. I mean, Roald Dahl wrote a book about that or a poem about that where it's like... You know, ugly people who are nice generally appear prettier than they probably should. And then the pretty people who are awful appear uglier than they actually are. I don't remember the name of the poem, and I'm paraphrasing it horribly. But that's kind of what I believe is happening. But I don't like when people make fun of someone because of the way... we should be making fun of her for her awful, awful stances and the fact that she lies. And she's a terrible liar, too.
Yes, very bad.
Granted, not her fault. She's put into some really terrible situations where she has to lie.
Did take the job.
She did take the job.
So it is kind of her fault.
It is. She's not like Spicy.
Spicy.
Or the Mooch.
Spicy
and the Mooch. Both of them had the same job and failed terribly.
That's humorous.
You don't like the Mooch?
I like the Mooch.
You like the Mooch memes. Yeah. You don't like the Mooch.
No, nobody likes the Mooch. Spicy.
But yeah, so this guy.
Hey, that wiener guy got out of prison.
Yeah, he did. He's
now his wiener's on the loose.
Of all things, one thing I do like about, at least somewhat about the Democrats, is that the Democrats, if someone does something really stupid on the Democrat side, most of the times you distance yourself. You say, all right, this guy went to jail. It's good that he went to jail. Like, we're never like, well, he was set up by, like, no, he did something fucking stupid.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. He pulled his wiener out and showed it to people.
Plus, his name's Wiener.
And his last name is Wiener. That's horrible.
It's like that one dude who has Jeff Bezos' dick pics. His name is Pecker. Like, how does this keep happening?
Yeah,
the simulation is breaking down.
I don't think the simulation is breaking down. It can handle this level of stupidity. I just can't understand why people... I don't know.
You seem to have a much higher, like, regard for humanity than I do.
This person's an awful person.
I think you should, because you gotta humanity is way down low.
Okay. Did you ever read Lords of Chaos?
No.
Do you know what Lords of Chaos is?
No.
Okay, Lords of Chaos was a book from the 90s about the... Okay, I think it's black metal.
Okay.
Like, guys, if I get this wrong, because I know metalheads are going to come after me if I get this wrong. It's black metal, I want to say, not death metal.
Black metal is the one that did the church burnings, if that's what that's about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yes. So it's all about the...
It's that one specific black metal group like did like Burzum. A whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was Burzum.
It was Burzum. Burzum was the guy... Well, Burzum was Lord Grishnak. The guy.
I don't know. There's the one band that had their cover album was their like doo-doo shot himself.
Oh, that's that's part of the band. Oh, what the fuck is their name? Hieronymus was the guy, the lead
Hieronymus
singer.
Bosch?
No, he's an artist.
I know.
No, it was the guy. So when I was in college, my friend Brad introduced me to the world of black metal and all the metal stuff, and my friend Tarek, rest in peace, he introduced me to a lot of this stuff as well. And he, like, so I got the whole training of, like, look at this cover album for this band. It's like, this is their fucking drummer, I want to say. His name was Death, and he shot himself, and they murdered us in the cover of whatever album. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool, guys.
Oof, on the edge.
I wasn't that bad, but I was like, oh, okay. And then they played the music for me, and I'm like,
this is awful.
Not my thing.
I like metal, and I think black metal's terrible. I also hate death metal. I that screeching vocal shit. It's like, if I can't understand the lyrics, why bother having them there?
I actually enjoy some metal.
I like a lot of metal.
I'm like a picky eater of metal. Like, I'm like, ew, I don't like that. But, ooh, I like this. You know, I'm like the guy who's like, I don't want to eat the broccoli. Don't bring the broccoli here. throw the broccoli off the table.
I love broccoli.
And I'm like, oh, give me this. And it's like, olives. I love olives. Oh, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, the Sabbath guy reminds me of like those dudes. Like, you think that they're all like, so Lords of Chaos was the book that was written about all the church burnings mm-hmm. and all. And the guy, Lord, that Grishnak guy who killed Hieronymus mm-hmm. because of whatever have you. It's a good book. You probably actually like it, and it makes these guys out to be like kind of cooler than they really are. Because like, like when you actually know, like when you see these guys,
they're nerds.
They're huge fucking nerds. They're like super skinny,
yeah.
and tall and meh.
Yeah, they're fucking nerds.
Yeah, and they're Swedish too. So, you know, I'm sorry, Skander, if you're listening to this and we're going to make fun of people from Scandinavia. I know they're not Finnish. I believe Skander's in Finland.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah. But yeah.
He's somewhere where they go bork, bork, bork.
Bork, bork, bork. Maybe he is from Sweden. I'm sorry, Skander, if I got it wrong. I should know this by now, at least which one of the three countries up there that you're from. But yeah, he's a... They're all like... I could. That's German. I can't do like a Swedish.
Why are you immediately going to the German people with your slander?
Yeah, the Germans. Even though no Germans really sound like they're that East German, you know,
not
like
anymore.
East German like secret police.
Not after they got. Not after they got banned.
Swedish?
It's how a conspiracy.
We are the death metal band. We, you know, like what to do. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's hard. But yeah, they're these super skinny dudes, and they're all like into like Dungeons and Dragons, and like they read like the Necronomicon and think it's real.
Yeah, they're nerds.
Yeah, I mean, and the one guy, the Grishnak guy, I think his name is Varg. I want to say
Varg. I like that their names are already ridiculous, and they make up even more ridiculous names.
Well, Grishnak,
like, your name's fucking Varg. You could just use that.
Varg actually wrote an RPG after he was put in, because he's the one who killed the guy, and so he was in prison for like 20 years.
Right.
He just got released not too long ago, I think. But he actually wrote an RPG, and it's like, I think it's called My Frog or something like that. And it's just like My RPG. It's just like an abbreviation of it. Mm-hmm. And all it is grinding. It's fucking awful. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But anyway, so yeah, it's just this guy, the Sabbath guy, just reminds me of like those dudes. Like, so like he's supposed to be like this bad, like, my name is Zach Sabbath. And it's like, dude, you look like the singer of My Chemical Romance. Like, knock this shit off.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking nerds.
Yeah. It's like
they're all nerds. You might think they're cool. They're not cool. They're nerds.
No.
You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Everyone listening to this is a nerd.
Yeah.
Except maybe like two people. And if you're not those nerds, you know who you are.
Nerds!
Nerds! Yeah, it's just like, yeah. whatever.
You know what my favorite type of nerds are? My favorite type of nerds.
The nerds featured in the hit show The Big Bang Theory?
No, my favorite.
Like Sheldon?
My favorite nerds are like the big, like super huge buff nerds. Like those guys who just work out all the time and they have like, they look like they're like really into metal and shit like that. And mm-hmm. they got like the huge beards and they're all like, here's my high elf army. Yeah. It's like, beautifully painted like with phoenixes and yes. everything like that. And you're just like, all right.
Nice.
My elf maiden will take a, will do a dance of wind and roll the dice.
The dance of wind.
I don't know. Whatever.
I like it.
It's like, that's, those are my favorite type of nerds. Now here's a, another type of nerd that I don't like. What's going on with Soda Pop Minis?
What isn't going on is more is the story, I guess. What are they not making?
Yeah. So Soda Pop Minis broke their silence finally. I believe they went.
Oh, they did.
Oh, you
was
didn't...
it in response to that article? The last thing I saw was the article.
Yeah. So the article that I believe was written in Idaho at the time.
Yeah, the header that was like, got $3 million, nothing happened.
Yes.
That was the last thing I read.
No, they broke their silence. So I might be able to pull this up. Don't know for sure. But the gist is that they were like, look, guys, we fucked up. We fucked up big. So... the basics of it were is that when they did the second Kickstarter for Super Dungeon Explorer, Super Dungeon Explorer Legends, they got a fuck ton of money. I believe they made like $3 million.
Yeah, it was like $3.2 million or something like that.
What they were doing is they were creating an expansion for Super Dungeon Explorer, but midway through production, they decided that they wanted to redo all of the rules. So they stopped production and did a restart on the development cycle. Okay, but then the guy who was the lead developer got sick, and they weren't able to do anything for like 6 months, which just ate up all of their capital. So in order to make up for it, now if I get this wrong, I'm sorry, guys. In order to make up for it, they took the money from their other Kickstarters to put back into the Super Dungeon Explorer Kickstarter.
So my theory of robbing Peter to pay Paul was completely correct.
Yes, it's not like a Ponzi scheme. It was just basically... they were trying to make up for it, so the
we're
other...
we're going to shuffle this money, and it'll work out in the end, is where we're at.
So I believe it was Rail Riders and that Starfinder, the minis for Starfinder or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
They had some other stuff, like, I think there was, like, Tarzan miniatures or something, like John Carter miniatures that they were doing as well. None of that's going to happen now. They say that there's a possibility that Super Dungeon Explorer Legends might still come out. But right now, I believe what we said, they're shopping the IP around and they're probably looking for investors to finish up the game on that end. I don't know if anybody who backed any of the Kickstarts is going to get anything. They might. Who knows? But for right now, anybody who put money into Super Dungeon Explorer, do not expect anything to come out of it. So they had to lay off a ton of their staff, which sucks. And it's kind of a mess. I mean, it's a big... Kickstarter fail. We've had Kickstarter fails before in the gaming industry, and as Steve and I have said before, you're not guaranteed anything. It's not a pre-order system. You're legit trying to get this funded.
You're rolling dice.
Yeah, you're rolling
dice. You
might
not think you're rolling dice, but you are 100% rolling dice.
Now, let me say this. Out of all the Kickstarters that I have backed, it's only the only one that's ever failed. So, I mean, let's say I've backed, at this point, 20 Kickstarters. So, 1 out of 20... it's not terrible.
The board game failure rate at Kickstarters is lower than other things. There's way more failed Kickstarters that aren't board games than board games. Not to say that board games overall are safer. It's just that they have delivered more frequently than
most of the time with board games, it's like everything is already developed. They're just looking for a way of getting it out there.
Yeah. They're like a lot of times they're some percentage of the way done already.
Yeah. So like and a lot of them fail in infancy because no one wants to back the damn game,
or they fail when shipping appears and they're like, fuck, we don't have enough money.
Yeah, well, the money for the shipping is foot fucking kills them. Something similar to that.
Yeah.
So Super Dungeon Explorer has failed horribly. I feel bad for them. I like those guys, and I think that their game is solid. I think it's better than Arcadia Quest and other chibi style games that have come out. And I really believe in it. I think it's a great game, and I would say if Game Classy could raise the capital, I would buy the game.
That'd
be
sweet.
Yeah,
Game Classy. Just replace Soda Pop miniatures with Game Classy miniatures.
Yeah,
GCM.
I think we could do that.
Let's run a Kickstarter.
As I say, then we just put out updates once a month saying like, oh, this is coming. Oh, this is coming. And, you know, just keep it going around that way.
No. See, here's the deal. We just make a Kickstarter for us to buy the company. People who invest in the Kickstarter don't get anything.
That's true.
Yeah. Like we disclose that they're not getting anything.
Guys, seriously, if we ever create a Kickstarter, just remember we're just doing it to steal your money.
No,
embezzle your money.
We're not embezzling it. We're gonna put that we're not delivering anything in any of the reward levels.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna be transparent about it. No, we're gonna have so many reward levels. It's gonna be so confusing.
How about this? The reward level is how big your name is printed in the manual.
Ooh.
So all we do is we mail out a manual to the people.
The manual's just a list of names.
Yes.
We just print.
Yes.
Like just go to Kinko's.
So if you put in $5, you get 5-point font. If you put in $10, you get 10-point font. So $100 gets you 100-point font.
Nice.
So it folds out as a giant name.
I'm in.
You're in for this?
I'm in.
So actually we are delivering something to people. It's just you know, to have fun.
It's just paper.
It's just paper. That's all it is. And maybe Steve will take the paper and sit on it bare-assed so that you can be that much closer to Steve's ass.
It's true.
Yeah. So that would be good for some people.
Or I cannot sit on your paper bare-assed if you don't want that.
Oh, see, okay. Yeah, okay.
See, there you go. You're like,
you pay an extra dollar, Steve won't sit.
Yeah,
won't.
There's different levels. You pay more to get me to sit on it, or you pay more to get me to not sit on it.
It's like Steve sitting there having to sit on all these papers, and he's like, why don't I just tell people I sat on it? No, we have to be authentic.
We have to be authentic. We need screenshots.
We need screenshots.
We got to prove it.
I was looking at I was actually thinking about a good Kickstarter idea. This isn't a Kickstarter idea, but it's a game idea, so this will go in the long line of games that we could have produced but will not produce.
Shout outs to SitCon RPG, Saturday Morning RPG, the G.I. Joe Miniatures game, I think those are most of the ones we did.
We had Wacky Races, but that one already got taken
care of. They fucking stole it. They stole Wacky Races.
They didn't steal Wacky Races because I guarantee you Wacky Races is going to be terrible, and our game would have been amazing.
It's true.
I had an idea of a blind box game.
Okay.
So basically, you buy the box, and inside the box is dungeon figures. So let's figure skeletons or bats or a minotaur or something like that.
Okay.
And what you do is you unfold the box, and the inside printed of the box is actually a dungeon room.
Okay.
So what you do is, like, let's say you buy 10 of these boxes, you open up the first one, you lay it out, and that's where your guys start.
Okay. And it's a dungeon. And you build a dungeon with blind boxes?
You build a dungeon with blind boxes.
That's kind of cool.
It's a neat little idea, right?
Yeah. It would only work once, though.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's not like the dungeon rooms are unusable after you open it. You can still reuse the dungeon rooms.
I suppose.
I mean, part of the fun of it is the blind box
element
of it. And, like, certain ones would have, like, the dungeon boss. And so you open it up and you get your dungeon boss. So hopefully you don't want to get that as, like, your second or third blind box. You get to go up against the boss. Yeah, or
I like
you,
it.
Yeah, you like this idea? I like it. I think it'd be cool. It'd be really fun to do with, like bone style, like those type of minis that you put in there. But the only thing I was thinking is, like, how do you get a starter? Like, so what I was thinking is, like, you could do a starter box.
Well, you'd have to have a non-randomized starter.
That's what I was thinking. And that would have, like, your main heroes in there. And maybe there would be, like, a random, like there's
one
four
random
main,
hero.
There's four main heroes, and there's one random, like, special hero in the box set. And it starts off, and it's the beginning of the dungeon room.
The swarthy bard.
Yeah, it has a couple, like, character cards.
I got the swarthy bard.
It's a death metal bard.
I got the town drunk.
But I was thinking, like, that would be kind of a cool idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's the idea put out into the ether that we will never make money on.
We do not have enough Das Kapital to make it.
Well, if I seize the means of productions, I will have enough capital.
That's true.
Uh-huh. But yeah,
I'll be busy seizing the memes of production.
Yes. Maybe we should do a band RPG, like an all bard RPG, where it's just like you are literally a touring band.
I mean, you can do that in Pathfinder. Just everyone plays as bards.
I know, but I was thinking like something like some like have it. So
there was actually a really shitty local RPG that the local dude who made it and got it produced. He went around a bunch of local stores, and this is 20 years ago, but he pre-ordered two copies of his book at every one of these stores. So they got the book in and he didn't buy them. It was, I believe it was called Star Children. And it was a every player was playing as a person, but they were actually an alien. They didn't know they were an alien. They were like a descendant or like an alien ghost or something. And they had powers based on rock metal music.
Oh.
And everyone was a musician. And you fought you fought evil aliens using musician powers.
Oh.
It was the dumbest looking RPG I've ever seen. And
I'm thinking
it was bad.
I'm thinking more like you're actually playing in modern day as a touring band, like you're all
That's
music.
What that was.
So I'm thinking more like a Metalocalypse.
Okay.
And you have to, like, when you go to a specific venue and you're playing, like, that is the dungeon, so to speak, and shit is going on during your concert, and you have to fight the evil while the concert is going on.
This will only work if you have a bunch of little mini electric guitars, and like they actually, like they play like maybe mini, you know, Simon.
Yeah.
So you get mini Simon, except you frame it in little electric guitars, and the characters have to play Simon to do
actually
attacks
like
and stuff.
Like when they're doing your stuff, you're like, okay, go at it. And like the longer you can go, the more you can.
Yeah, the more reps of Simon you get, the better your quote unquote role is.
Steve, see, this is why I have you on this podcast. There you go. Two games at once. I like the idea of using the Simon or like as a memory game too.
Because you can also do different shaped instruments too. You can have like the bass, the guitar, the drum. Red, blue, green.
And it's like, all right, everyone, all at once. And you all start doing it all at once to try and get it. Yep. But you hear all this stuff going on. So you're like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what's happening. I don't get it.
Well, you can just give it a little timer and give it like a maximum amount of reps. Like 5 reps is max or whatever. Or you can, as you level up, you can see, there you go. There's the leveling mechanic. You just put it all in the guitar. You can only do a certain number of reps until you level. So like 5 is your max to start, then 6, then 7, then 8. So you have to get better at playing Simon as your character levels up.
Okay. Like I think maybe we could. I like the Simon element to it, but
red,
I
blue,
think
red, green, blue.
I see that being very expensive, at least in the short term.
Nah, it'll be fine.
No, yeah.
Those mini Simons, like they're like $12 retail. So if those mini Simons are $12 retail, they're probably like a dollar cost.
It's true. To put them inside of the box. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say because we're making a smaller production run than like Hasbro or something, we're gonna say maybe $2 or $3 cost per instrument. There's gonna be 5, so that's $15 cost for the instruments. So that's not gonna be that bad.
Well, I was thinking something like I'm gonna do a wicked solo, and then so you have like you have a certain dice roll that you need to get for your badass solo. Like let's say you have to roll 3 5s, and so you have a dice pool that you have to pull from to roll. And so if you're able to roll at least 3 5s, that goes onto your, like, you have, like, a little cardboard guitar, and you put your, like, 3 5s on there. And so, like, that's, like, your badass solo that you're doing right there. And if you want to keep on going with your solo, you got to keep rolling dice and getting more 5s to go on there.
Mm.
Yeah. So it keeps going until you run out. Like, say you have to roll, like, 10 dice. You're rolling 10 dice. You have to have 3 5s to start off with. The next roll you could go on. You keep going until you're done. And once you roll 0 5s, that's the end of your solo.
Okay.
So if you roll the 10 dice and there's no 5s, it's like you automatically fail your solo. And you're like, the ghost of Anton LaVey eats your soul. I don't know.
I'm Anton LaVey.
Brutal.
Brutal. And then I realized I'm just doing an analog version of Guitar Hero, so
yeah.
It sucks.
Red, blue, red, green, blue, blue.
I just threw out all my Guitar Hero shit and what is it, Band Hero?
Looks like you're not a Guitar Hero anymore.
I am not. I love that game. That game was fucking awesome.
Not enough to keep it, apparently.
Well, I don't have a system that plays it anymore. My PS3 is dead, so is my PS2.
I see.
Yeah, I have a PS4, but I don't think is there even a Guitar Hero for PS4?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I liked the system. I think it was a great game. I had a ton of fun playing it, but then I had kids and I didn't have time to play that anymore, so I think it was kind of dead before I had kids, too.
Yeah.
Like 2011-ish?
Yeah, it definitely died.
It definitely died.
It was like the biggest thing, and then it was dead.
So other gaming news. Do we have anything else that we need to talk about? You said there was something that we needed to talk about.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Of course you don't remember. You never remember.
Nah. I should write things down, but
No, it was just that it's fucking idiots in the gaming industry that bother me. Like, Legends of the Flame Princess has the same problem with...
Lamentations.
What'd I say?
Legends.
Well, Lamentations of the Flame Princess.
Like, every time you say it, though, I think of Olmec and Legends of the Hidden Temple. The silver salamanders are ready.
Maybe we should make that. Like, Raggy's having that problems, too. Because, you know, it's like... But Raggy has a cult of personality. So, when your personality fails many people, that's where the problem comes from. Mm. I mean, Lamentations, though, it's like, it's a metal game. And a lot of metal is kind of right-wing ethno-nationalist. I'm not mincing words there.
They had a problem.
Yeah.
It's just like punk music. They had a problem. There's a lot of Nazi punks.
Well, yeah. The weird thing with the Nazi punks is that, I don't want to get too much into it. I just happen to know about this because I had some friends who were really into punk music, and it was like they would do that shit to piss off people, because originally punk music was all about just pissing off like the old folks. And when punk music started in the 1970s, you know, World War II was really fresh in a lot of people in the UK's mind. So when they see these guys, the punks running around with a swastika, it wasn't because they supported Nazism. It's because they just wanted to piss off old people.
But see, the problem with that is that even if you do something ironically or
people will take it legitimately.
Right. And yeah. And at that point, what your intention is doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you're like when someone says like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? And you go like, oh, no. It was ironic. And that doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, after a certain point, it ceases to be that way. See, that's why I like punk like the Ramones, where it was just all about like, hey, let's get a cheeseburger. Oi, oi, oi,
go to hell, you old bastard. Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Like, the Ramones were legit just a fucking cartoon. I was trying to explain this to someone. Like, the Ramones are not legitimate music. They are like the fucking Archies of music.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Like, they're amazing. Don't get me wrong. The music is great, but they are a fucking cartoon. Their music is literally like something that would, it's like a parody into and of itself. Dee Dee Ramone is not actually named Dee Dee Ramone. Joey Ramone is not actually named Joey Ramone. There might actually be a Ramone in there.
What about Razor Ramon?
Hey, Chico.
You'll give me a bill? You should be thanking me for eating in your restaurant. Smashes the stuff off the table.
Oh, he's doing the diamond cutter.
I'm fucking Razor Ramon. It's awesome. It's like a toothpick.
It was a great personality.
It was really good.
But yeah, if you ever read the Ramones fucking book, is amazing. Who fucking wrote that one? There was one where it was just all about like the dumb things they would do for money, like the horrendous things they would do for money. And I was like, this is punk, man. This is fucking punk. And now punk music is all terrible.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Yeah, it does, actually. And a lot of punk is not terrible. There's actually some really good punk music. Wherever there's a band playing in someone's garage, there's punk music. It's just that punk music doesn't get you laid anymore in high school. That's the whole thing. It's like whatever music is going to get you laid in high school is what people are playing in garages.
EDM.
EDM does not get you laid in high school.
Oh, yeah, it does. You got to have a SoundCloud now with the box with the little squares.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yep. So you're playing popcorn?
Yep. Boop, 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 boop. And then like
here's the funny thing,
you're doing that, the sound of panties dropping.
I hope you doing that gets us a fucking
a copyright claim
on YouTube, because that song is so fucking dumb and you like imitated it perfectly.
It's popcorn. Or I'm sorry, buttered popcorn.
Is it buttered popcorn? Is that
buttered
what it's called?
Popcorn. Yeah. Okay. Fairly certain it's buttered popcorn. Yeah, that song and Classical Gas are my two go-tos when something comedic is happening. Play Classical Gas. It's good stuff.
Now do Classical Gas.
Now do Classical Gas. Please don't tell anyone how I live.
Have you ever actually been in a strike?
A strike? A union strike?
Yeah, a union strike. No. I've been in a union strike before, and I'll tell you what, it's boring as fuck. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy fighting for my rights and you know, my
contract. I've only ever fought for my right to party.
I like fighting for my rights and my contract, but I thought it would be more fun. I thought there would be people out there with guitars playing, and the guys who bring the guitars to the strike are the worst fucking people to bring guitars to strike. Granted, I'm a teacher, so the people who bring guitars to a strike are the music teachers, and none of them know like any good like strike songs, so yeah.
Do they at least know like the Lord of the Rings, like the greatest adventure?
No.
What?
I was hoping like
what kind of shitty music teachers do you know?
Granted, you know, as a teacher, when you go on strike, it's not supposed to be violent, but I was hoping for a violent strike. I was hoping for some Pinkertons to come and try and bust us up.
They're still around.
I know they're still around. They're called Blackwater.
Nice.
But I was hoping for some people like with hoses and shit, and I was like, no, they kind of just left us alone for 9 days. It was like, oh. I was like, I wanted to fight. I wanted to be on the front lines. But no, none of that stuff. I wanted Bernie Sanders to come there and support us.
If only there were teaching. If only there were teacher scabs to take over the jobs.
They were like, well, we don't want you to cross the picket lines, but if you need to go inside to go use the washroom. I'm like, ugh, strike. This sucks.
I'm peeing outside.
I'm peeing outside on the school. Take that, admin. Joe, you were at my house the other day. Shut up.
You're peeing on the wall. I'll clean it up later.
You're my child's godfather.
Now you're peeing on my shoes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't have really any more gaming stuff that I wanted to talk about. I'm trying to think of like big releases or anything like that.
I mean, one of the biggest things that was announced is Magic the Gathering.
They
announced no MSRP.
They announced, that's the other thing I wanted to fucking talk about. I think that's what you were talking about when
the end of MSRP.
You think that will spill over into other games?
I don't know.
Because I'll tell you what,
they cannot spill it over into other games using the excuse that Magic did. Magic's excuse is that MSRP is not a common practice outside of the United States.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to confuse anyone.
Yeah.
So that's their thing, and Magic is a very international game.
But doesn't GW use an MSRP?
Well, GW is a little bit different because GW sets a price for every country on their website directly.
So
like they don't necessarily use, I don't know if they want to call it MSRP, but like GW has a price, like, because they list the product for sale on their website. Like, you, like, if you want to buy a Space Marine starter box, you go to the website and the website says $85.
What we need to do is we need to go to the place that has the cheapest Games Workshop, buy it, and then get it like a cheap shipping rate to Australia, and then sell it like on the Australian black market.
Nice.
That's what we need to do.
Just be like, just be Australian Workshop privateers.
Yeah.
Arr, matey.
No, if we're doing Australian,
I be getting your Space Marines.
If we're doing Australian, be arr, cunt. I be getting your Space Marines, eh?
We're not Australian.
I know, but that's what you have to do if you're Australian pirate.
They're Australian. We're not Australian pirates. We're pirates from another country selling you Australia.
How long is it you have to be in Australia to allow to be doing Australian accents?
At like the bare minimum 2 years.
You think bare minimum 2 years?
Bare minimum. Yeah. Like,
how long do I have to live in Australia before I start dressing like Lord Humongous?
I'm pretty sure that's like 15 minutes.
It's like I'm there 15 minutes. I'm like, all right, pants are coming off.
Yeah, like and like a hockey mask just grows out of your face.
just walk away. Do want your lives. I only want the fuel. Walk away.
You could do Lord Humongous. I'll be the guy with the mohawk.
Sweet. I do want to be Lord Humongous. I did start a new lifting routine. So
did you?
Eventually, Lord Humongous. Give me like 3 years, and I'll be Lord Humongous. I will go to Gen Con in the full Lord Humongous costume.
I think you're a little too short to be Lord Humongous.
Nah, it'll be fine. He's not that tall.
I'm not saying that you're a short guy. I'm just saying I think you're too short for Lord Humongous.
I didn't think he was particularly tall.
I'm 6 foot tall, and I think I'm short for Lord Humongous.
I don't think he was particularly tall.
I mean, just next to Mel Gibson, I'm sure Mel Gibson's only like 4'8".
Yeah, I mean, Mel Gibson's short. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, people think, it's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's not particularly tall, but people think they're much taller because they're, you know, they're larger than life.
Are you sure Schwarzenegger's not tall? I thought Schwarzenegger was like 6'2".
No, he's not. Schwarzenegger's not that tall.
I'm going to look this up because I thought Arnold was a little taller.
No, he's like average height. He's not short.
Oh, God, I don't remember how to spell Schwarzenegger.
Arnold. Joe, how can you not remember to spell my name? It's been in the big screen so many times.
I know. He's 6'2", I told you.
Oh, okay.
Granted, though, Hollywood terms, if you see a man's height, you have to subtract 2 inches, and a woman's height, you have to add 2 inches.
Okay.
That's the way it works in Hollywood, because they always give their height way taller. Like, Jon Snow always says, like, his height is, like, 5'8", and it's like, bullshit, you're 5'4", you know?
Okay.
Because he's a short dude. And which is, listen, it's not bad.
Like, Uncle Benjamin!
We live in a society, Steve.
Rise up!
We live in a world where height really doesn't matter in this day and age. It's like, whatever, people could be any height that they want. Like, tall guys don't necessarily mean anything as opposed to short guys. Granted, I'm saying that as a 6 foot tall guy, I am the magic height. But I'm probably 5'11 at this point. When I broke my back, I think it got compacted, so I lost an inch.
The magic's gone.
The magic is gone. But that's what I'm working out now, because I have to regain my magic. I can no longer just coast by on being 6 foot tall. I hung out with Redman the other day. Josh Redman talks like this. And, you know, he does.
He's that dude I know is, for a fact, has never smoked, but he sounds like he was like
a smoker all of his life.
Yes.
I used to call him and pretend to be him, remember?
Yes.
But he, you know, he's losing a lot of weight, and, you know, more power to him. He's doing great with it. But I was like, yeah, I'm 235. I got to lose like 20 pounds. And he's like, I can't believe you're 225. You're 235. You do not look 235. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking a fat ass. Like, I need to lose 20 pounds. But with the height thing, it's like Jon Snow. It's like he's like 5'4" because Gwendolyn Christie says that she's like, I think she says that she's like 6 foot or something ridiculous. And I'm, no way. Gwendolyn Christie is like 6'4" when you look at him next to him. That's Brienne.
Yeah, she's super tall.
Yeah. And it's like,
she's a big lady.
Yeah, she's a way big lady.
If anything, she should exaggerate her height, because one of the things that's awesome about her is she's a big lady.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just that everyone in Hollywood is so short that...
Gwendolyn Christie, step on me!
Gwendolyn Christie, debate me.
Debate me, and then step on me.
Crush me with your heels like those terrible videos.
I just want a little bit of CTB. Just a little.
Oh, what is this? Crushing...
cock and ball torture.
Oh, cock and ball torture.
Yeah.
It's like, it's something with like crushing balls.
It's CBT, yeah. Cock and ball torture. That's what it is.
Just a little bit of CBT. Come on, debate me.
Oh, it's crazy. It's terrible. I finished my Game of Thrones rewatch.
Yeah,
yeah. It holds up.
Of course it does. It's a high quality HBO series.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Although I've heard The Wire does not hold up very well.
The Wire? I like, yeah. The Wire.
Well, the problem is, like, I have...
You have to skip certain... Like, I skip the second season of The Wire all the time.
I also have a... There's a problem of, like, there's the people who've already seen The Wire, so, like, you can't get away from, like, their memory of it. So, like, as someone who, like, I watched the first episode of The Wire, that's all I've watched. I watched nothing more. And I was just kind of like, eh. Like, it wasn't, like, explicitly terrible... But it wasn't like this amazing, like, draw me in, like, I want to watch all the show.
No, I mean, for me, the reason why it's not great is because it doesn't have magic or swords. So it's like,
there's no swords or sorcery.
No, it's just political machinations. And like, here's how the society's really terrible. And it's like,
society.
I understand. Well, I mean, the American society.
What a fucking society.
Like, I understand. America kind of sucks. Everything that we kind of like hold dear is pretty terrible.
And or, you know, full of lies.
Yeah, exactly. It's terrible. Like, I get that. I don't need that. I want to watch a show about dragons. Give me dragons.
Give me a wizard.
Give me robot cowboys. Give me at least the first season of Robot Cowboys. Second season was terrible, but the first season was awesome.
I liked a lot of the second season.
Oh, the second season was boring as hell. It made no sense.
See, you're just not weeb enough.
I'm not weeb enough. Definitely. I like the...
Although they didn't have enough samurai world. That's all I have to say. Well, Shogun world needed to be more.
Why can't you just go and watch Shogun?
Why not both?
You ever watch Shogun?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's not a great movie. It's fun, but it's not great.
No, I think Shogun's a great movie.
Yeah. Well, that's a...
No.
That's what James Clavell, the James Clavell one with...
No, that's not the movie I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the movie that's by Hirasawa. I thought it was Shogun, but now...
Oh, you're thinking of...
I believe it's another one word.
Not Ra. It's Ron.
Ron.
Yeah.
That's the movie I'm talking about. That's a good movie.
That's just King Lear.
Still a good movie. Hey, Star Wars is just a hidden fortress, but nobody ever brings that up.
A hidden fortress is just the Merry Wives of Windsor. No, I don't.
I don't think that's accurate. Not, no. I don't even think the Merry Wives of Windsor is a thing.
It is Shakespeare. No, because
fuck Shakespeare. I'll give him some CBT.
Give him some EDM CBT.
Some EDM CBT.
No, because Ron is
Adam Gibbet.
Ron is King Lear. Hidden Fortress is no, not Hidden Fortress. What's the one with fucking Macbeth?
Is Macbeth?
That, yeah,
the Last Action Hero.
God, I can't remember. No, one of Kurosawa's early ones is Macbeth, and then another one, it's like Spiderweb or something like that. And that's Hamlet. It's he did like three movies that were all based on Shakespeare. His autobiography is really good if you ever read it. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
But I might.
Yeah,
it's he's a cool director. So
yeah,
possible.
He talks a lot about like the end of World War II, and it's really fucking interesting read. I did a project on him a long time ago when I was in college. Because I thought I was going to be like going into like film critique and review. Yeah. No. My problem is that it when you start doing film critique, it starts ruining movies for you, and then you're just like, I don't get any enjoyment out of movies anymore.
Yeah. Also, you can't ever enjoy bad movies. Like for example, Venom. Venom's a terrible movie, but I fucking loved it.
No, I mean. You can enjoy bad movies. I mean, I think a lot of film critics do. But the problem with film critique is you have to watch a shit ton of movies.
That's true.
And
watch the shit ton of movies you don't want to watch.
Exactly. Like, I don't care about 90... I always get in trouble.
I don't want to watch La La Land.
I don't...
It's not going to happen.
La La Land. I was so excited
not
for
watching
La La Land.
La La Land.
People who follow this podcast know that I love musicals. And I was very excited about La La Land. I love Damien Chazelle. I think he's a great director. His movie with the jazz drumming, the actual like Whiplash, fucking amazing movie.
Hey, you know what? Thinking of, speaking of jazz, you know the Figure and Dan and the Modal Nodes are jizz whalers?
Yes, I did know that. They're jizz whalers.
They play jizz music.
I think we've gone over this on this podcast before.
It doesn't matter. We can go over it tomorrow. Jizz whalers.
Someone somewhere, some editor somewhere did not catch that in the extended universe.
It's so good.
Technically not canon anymore, though, Steve.
I don't believe it's considered extended universe, is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless it's said in the movie proper, it is not EU. The movie or TV is the only proper.
I don't fucking care. No one's taking jizz whalers away from me.
No one should. No one should, Steve. No one should. You know, Damien Chazelle, he did that Whiplash movie, which was fantastic. So I was like, fucking awesome. He's going to do an old school movie musical. And then he like casts two people who don't know how to sing or dance. And like, or he tells them not to sing and dance. Like Ryan Gosling can sing and he can dance. But he's just like, he's such a schlub in that movie that it's like, no. Like, don't cast Emma Stone. She can't sing. She can't dance. I got very mad. But he did do a movie about Neil Armstrong, though.
The moon?
First Man.
The moon?
It's about him going to the moon.
First Man?
Which is kind of stupid because they did that movie, and it's called The Right Stuff, and it's amazing and patriotic and awesome. And I don't think we need to do another movie about astronauts ever again.
But what about astronauts that go to Mars and find out that Mars had aliens, and then they find out
what's a better movie, Steve? Mission to Mars or Red Planet? Both came out same summer or same year.
Isn't Red Planet the one with the Martian ghosts?
No, that was
Ghosts of Mars. That's Ghosts of Mars.
No, Red Planet is the one with Val Kilmer where he goes and they're trying to figure out why all the oxygen-bearing bacteria on Mars died.
I think Mission to Mars is a better movie than Red Planet.
No, Mission to Mars is terrible. The correct answer, Steve, is neither of them. They're both
You
awful.
Said which was better. You didn't say which was a good movie.
No, no, no.
You said which is better. If you have two shitty movies, one can still be better than the other.
No, they're both shitty movies. They're equally shitty.
I disagree. They're both bad movies, but one of them is clearly superior, and that's Mission to Mars. Because it has that really weird alien at the end that like is like a hologram sort of thing, and you're like, what the hell is happening? Why is this movie? Where's an alien? Why aren't they getting attacked by this alien? Is anyone going to shoot something?
And what is this, contact?
And then the movie's over. You're like, oh, I wasted my time.
Yeah, I don't think I ever need to see another movie about an astronaut ever again. I think The Martian just killed it for me. I'm like, I'm done. I don't need this anymore.
He's growing potatoes.
give me a guy driving around in a spaceship, like fighting people. Like, I don't need this like heavy science bullshit ever again. I'm done with this. Like, what was the fucking stupid ass one with
Interstellar?
Yeah. That one fucking sucked.
That movie's garbage.
That movie's fuck. Christopher Nolan in his fucking garbage movies.
I actually don't know if Interstellar has the noise.
It does.
Does it? Okay.
Oh, man, I'm going to use this Interstellar mechanics to fucking do this shit.
I'm Matthew McConaughey.
I'm Matthew McConaughey.
I'm pretty shitty in everything except for True Detective, which I was really fucking good in.
It is a flat circle.
I don't know.
Actually, I like McConaughey in a lot of things. It's just he's generally given a lot of shitty roles.
Everything I've seen McConaughey in, he sucks. Yeah. Except for True Detective, where he's great.
Have you watched season 3 yet?
No, is it out?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I will.
It's not with the same guys. It's a different story.
Yeah.
But it feels the third season feels way more like the first season than the second season.
I didn't think the second season was that bad.
It wasn't.
It was totally different than the first season, so I could see why people were like upset.
No, third season.
It didn't go really weird. Which definitely was one of the appealing things about the first season. It's just like, the fuck is this Lovecraftian cult going on?
I know. That's what made first season so great. Right. Especially for a guy like me and you. Guys like me and you, we'd be like, oh, fuck, what is this? This is fucking Cthulhu.
Yeah, it's
this
a fucking Cthulhu. The fucking stars are right? What's happening?
They're talking about Carcosa. Yeah. Steve, they're talking about, well, this one started off, they had like a weird Dungeons & Dragons thing going on there. That really didn't pan out. Sorry to spoil that for you. But the third season is a little more of a slow burn, but you could definitely see where it's going. It's getting like really creepy.
Cool.
And it's got fucking, what's his name from from Blade, the
Wesley Snipes?
No, not Wesley Snipes. The white guy from Blade, Stephen Dorff.
Oh, Dorff,
and he's great in this. I'm nice. Like, that's Stephen Dorff.
Nice.
He aged wonderfully.
Storff,
like, cause like you think
Storff, Storff, Storff.
I think of Stephen Dorff, and I hear a lot of like things about how he's like such like a '90s level partier. Like he'd be like out wearing like a huge trench coat and like fucking doing drugs at the Viper Room and shit. And it's like, oh, Stephen Dorff's a douchebag. But then he watches, and you're like, oh, Stephen Dorff's kind of a good actor.
Stephen Dorff's cool.
He's cool in like a grizzled sort of way. I dig him. He, you know. It's great, and it's all
right, I'm down.
It's got Mahershala Ali.
I'll watch it.
He's he played Cottonmouth from the first season of Luke Cage. He's fucking fantastic. He, Academy Award winner, so Mahershala Ali, who I referred to from the Marvel Netflix series Luke Cage.
Yeah. Very good.
But he's a great actor. I love him in a lot of stuff. He was also the voice of the Prowler in Into the Spider-Verse.
That movie was really good.
You like that?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's actually about it. We're good on time. So go to Facebook page.
Go to Facebook page. Type to us, because all information is collected and will be used to sell you shitty merchandise.
Game Classy merchandise, which we don't have after 5 years of doing podcast. Going on year 6 at this point.
If we still had that skull shirt, that would be a cool shirt to make. The skull tank.
Oh, the skull tank. Yeah. I think we still got that somewhere.
I don't know. I lost it. I fucking love that picture. It's fucking great.
I'll see if I can dig that up for
That's
you.
Still one of my favorite things that like ever happened. Just like us randomly talking about a fucking sweet ass skull tank made of skulls, and that dude drew that bitchin' picture of it.
You know what? There's the funny thing.
That's still the only fan art we've ever gotten, I think.
It might be. The funny thing is that people still will refer to this podcast with tanks, elves with lasers for swords or whatever from the old intro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe people still reference that. I haven't used that intro in like 4 years.
Eldars. Elves with lasers and tanks.
That's what it is. Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars.
So go to
Skinks with a 4+.
Go to the Game Classy Facebook page, which is Game Classy Podcast. It's the best way to get in contact with us. We're usually pretty active on there. We interact with our listeners and our people who post shit. And it's actually a good way for us to get free content, so we're not just sitting
and
here.
And if you want to call us libcucks, it's the only place to do it.
Well, you could also do that on my Instagram page, which is Game Classy Joe. Steve does not have an Instagram, but he does have Twitter, which is...
I do. I just share mostly not safe for work pictures. Please follow me. I'm Command Throw.
He says not safe for work. I always thought it sounds like Nazi work, but no, it's not safe for work.
No.
Yes.
There'll be dicks and assholes all over your timeline in no time.
The best way to help out the podcast is to like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. You could also like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube, which I don't know why people go on YouTube, because it's just full of pedophiles.
That was one of the biggest blowups. Did you see how quote unquote YouTube is handling that?
Are they going to finally delete the fucking comment section?
No, even worse. They're now the video uploader is responsible for their comment section.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So they can.
Well, it's a good thing no one listens and no one fucking views our podcast.
So they can demonetize your, well, it's only matters for monetization, but they can demonetize your video because of the comment section.
Can we do that to you, to PewDiePie's videos?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be I'm sure it'll be in no time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would prefer to do.
Now gives the power to fucking, that gives all of the power to fucking online trolls to demonetize whatever videos they want.
Yeah.
That is the worst possible situation and the worst quote unquote solution you could ever have. It's fucking mind boggling to me.
I don't. What's the point of the comment section? Do they get any money based on the comment section, like the number of comments you get?
So they use the comments.
I know how they use it for pedophiles.
Not what I'm talking about. I'm saying why YouTube has the comment section. So YouTube refuses to reveal how their algorithm works. The only thing is people know how content creators know when it changes and how it changes because how it affects their revenue stream and their video interaction.
Yeah.
Comment sections are used to increase, to pump monetization for videos, because the more comments you have, the more interaction you have, that makes your video more valuable. So if you have a video that's got there's no such thing, but let's say if you've got a video that has 11 million views and zero comments, and I have a video that has 11 million views and 11 million comments, my video is like worth YouTube dollars infinitely more than yours.
So what I have to do is start posting, like, the titles of the videos are like, watch Sarah Sanders Huckabee get destroyed.
Yes. Watch us own the libs.
Yeah. Or watch us own the libs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or like Bernie's running 2020, you know, that sort of thing.
I'm running. Yeah. That dude's not running anywhere.
No. No, it's not. I think he still thinks it's 2016. I think he's still on, like, he's been a recursive timeline.
It's all playing out the same way. He's massively ahead in the initial polls, so I'm sure it'll end up real great.
Yeah. This is gonna be fantastic, Steve. As I go, let's go back to 2016 when we're doing this podcast. America deserves Trump.
This is true.
It's like, God damn it. We're awful and we deserve this hellscape that we live in.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
I mean, fortunately, at the very least, many, many Trump voters have been officially blown out by their shitty tax returns, which just made me very happy.
My tax return wasn't terrible. I was much better than I was afraid it would be.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's many. I had a Schadenfreude field day online of all of the Trump voters who were just like, I got fucked up my tax returns. What's going on? And I'm just like, ah.
Yeah.
It's that fucking Louise gif from Bob's Burgers where there's the fire around her. She's just laughing. That was me.
Yeah. I didn't get blown out. I actually made out okay. I didn't. So I'm not too worried about it. And
yeah, your tax rate will get worse in next year.
Yeah, well, it just incrementally gets worse. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you want to know what's actually funny is that from last year to this year, my paycheck went down 45 cents based upon the...
Nice.
Yeah. So, there you go on that end. What was I going? Oh, you know what's something I forgot to talk about today that I should have mentioned?
CBT?
No, we've had enough talk about the CBT.
Oh, okay.
I switched over all my paints to squeeze bottles for Games Workshop.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Anyone who hasn't done that yet, do it, because it makes life so much easier.
I'm just going to, as my GW paints run out, I'm just going to replace them with Army Painter.
Fucking hate Army Painter.
I like Army Painter. They're fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's not, but it's just like certain, I like GW certain colors, but it's just like, just put them in the squeeze bottles because you're not wasting paint then.
Yeah. At this point, Army Painter's gotten enough. My biggest problem with Army Painter before was they didn't have the color range. Yeah. So I'd be like, I'm out of fucking random ass dildo green from Workshop. And it's just like, well, Army Painter doesn't make a dildo green, so I got to buy a Workshop dildo green. And they just jacked up their price pots, their paint pots, 50 cents again.
50 cents.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Army Painter. I'm good. I'll take the like $2 paint bottles.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a little thicker than GW paint. I'll just add a little bit more water.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I really buy from GW anymore is I like GW's metallics. I think GW's metallics are probably the better metallics. And I like GW's inks. Or their technicals.
Privateer actually had really good metallics. Unfortunately, they can't keep them in fucking print.
Well, and I know. And they do the flip tops too.
Oh, yeah. No. I was talking about their paint, not their bottles. Their bottles suck just the same.
Yeah.
They're a little bit better than, because they're the coat to arm style.
Yeah.
So they're better than the GW flip tops, but they're still flip tops.
Yeah. No, I generally only buy GW technicals. I don't try to buy There's certain colors that I do like from GW, and I think that they work. Another thing I really like about GW's paints is they work really well right out of the bottle in the airbrush. They don't, I don't think they, I think that.
I do have some of their airbrush paints. They're nice.
Yeah, that's way too much money for what you're getting in that airbrush paint, though. Like, because those airbrush paints are so thin that you could just buy a bottle of the GW paints, thin it down yourself, and you get three times as much paint. I know, whatever. So I said YouTube did all that stuff. Anything else that I need to talk about? No. So Steve, until next time.
The Bluetooth wordmark and logos are registered trademarks owned by the Bluetooth SIG Incorporated, and any use of such marks by BioWorld Merchandising Inc. is under license. Other trademarks and trade names are those of their respective owners.
Game Classy.